And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and today we're joined by Megan Doherty from K-State Research and Extension as we talk to these folks at least twice a month. And Megan, it's good to have you back on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Today we're talking Medicare, and this is a topic that's very important for a lot of our older community.
Right, yeah. Medicare, it's super complicated, just like any other insurance thing. So here at K-State Research and Extension, this is just another one of our services that we can offer Riley County residents.
And the reason this is coming up now is because we're getting into open enrollment season, and people have a lot of questions.
Right, yeah. So what open enrollment season is it goes from October 15th through December 7th. So that just opened this week on Tuesday. And what open enrollment period is this is for the prescription drug coverage, so the Part D of Medicare. So it's not something you're automatically enrolled in. You must enroll in it if you want it. I would highly recommend enrolling in it right when you sign up for Medicare. Otherwise, there can be some penalties down the road if you don't sign up initially and then you want to sign up later. A lot of people think that just because they're not on any medications at the time that they don't need this coverage, but you just never know. Down the line, you might get into some pretty expensive medications and you'll want this coverage. So go ahead and I would highly advise signing up in the beginning when you're eligible for it because you might need it later down the line. And what these Part D prescription drug coverage plans cover, they cover, you know, your generic medications, also your name brand medications. It also helps pay for those premiums, those deductibles and co-pays. So it really helps with those financial burdens of medications that a lot of people run into. One thing is, if you're still employed with your employer and you have that credible drug coverage, you don't need to apply right away. You don't need to enroll right away. You can stay with your employer coverage until you retire. Then you can start coverage after that. But during this open enrollment period, if you've had a drug plan before, you want to take a look at it. This is the time to do it because those prices do change. And you might need a different plan that'll suit you better. So that's kind of where K-State Research and Extension comes in. And we can help sit down with our clients and kind of really work with them on what might be the better plan. Still, if you have a plan you prefer, you can still stick with it. But we're just there to kind of show you your options and do the legwork of it so you don't have to worry about that.
And there are so many different options out there. There's Part D, there's Part B. What's the difference there?
Yeah, so Medicare has a Part A, there's a Part B, a Part C, and a Part D. So the Part D is that prescription drug coverage, which I just talked to you about. The Part A of Medicare is something, once you turn 65, you're automatically enrolled in, as well as the Part B. So if you're 65... or if you have some other special circumstances, you can be enrolled in it before you're 65 also. Part A covers your hospital insurance. So that takes care of any inpatient services, skilled nursing facilities, home health, and any hospice care as well. The Part B is your medical insurance, and this is something you're automatically enrolled in also. One of the differences is Part B you pay a premium for, whereas Part A is free. So if you don't want that Part B coverage, you'll need to contact the Medicare office and let them know that you want to disenroll in that. Otherwise, you will be charged a premium, and that premium changes each year. And this is, like I said, your medical insurance, and this covers like your doctor visits, your outpatient services, any durable medical equipment. Also, this is what takes care of that preventative care. So any shots, wellness exams, any screenings, those kind of things. And then we have a Part C, which is a little bit different. This is your Medicare Advantage plans. And we don't see a lot of those around this area just because you have to go to specific doctors that accept this kind of insurance. And not a lot of people around here do that. So that Medicare Part C, that Medicare Advantage, is a combination of the Part A, B, and then it also generally has a drug plan in there as well. But like I said, we don't see that too much here.
What if someone's receiving Social Security benefits? Can they still enroll in Medicare?
Yeah. So, and with Medicare, if you want any of your premiums or anything like that, like your Medicare Part B generally comes out of your Social Security. They just go ahead and automatically withdraw that. But yeah, you can still enroll in Medicare as well.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Megan Doherty from K-State Research and Extension. Do you guys have to, they have to make an appointment with you guys if they want to talk about eligibility and enrollment?
Yeah. So if you want to get your prescription drug coverage looked at, feel free to give our office a call. Our number is 785-537-6350. And if you would like to set up an appointment, what we do is we will send you a form to fill out. And on that form, you'll fill out your different medications, some of the plans you're on, the pharmacies you prefer. And then what I'll do is I'll run all of that information through our plan finder and kind of go through all your different options. I'll print those options out. And I'll also be able to see what plan you're on currently. So what I'll do is I'll give you a call after I run all that through the system. I'll do all the hard work for you, and then I will give you a call, discuss your options, and we can set up a one-on-one appointment to get you either switched over to a new plan or just enroll in your current plan.
And the key here for a lot of folks is you want to save the most money you possibly can.
Right, and that is something that a lot of people... Some will have those specific pharmacies they want to go to based on relationships, and that's totally understandable. But with this, we kind of give them the option of so you can compare different pharmacies and see what money saving you can do. And it can be something that, you know, it can be as big as a $1,000 savings. It could also be a, you know, $50 savings. So it's really what you're willing to pay for your drug coverage. We just like to give you the options.
All right, we've got somebody with a question here. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Yes, good morning. I'm in Wamego. Who would I contact for the same sort of the same things you're talking about?
Yeah. So you have a extension office in Westmoreland. Erin Tynan does the Medicare counseling up there. So I don't know her phone number off the top of my head, but it would be the Pottawatomie County extension office up there. Go ahead and give her a call, and she could set you up with an appointment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call. Anybody else has questions, certainly call in, because this is not a something that's that I'll be taking part of yet. I have a few years down the road before I'm eligible for Medicare. But, you know, obviously a very important topic here for a lot of folks, because most of these individuals are living on fixed incomes.
Yeah. So it can definitely be a big money saver. So definitely just looking at those different options. And like I said, some of them are a little bit more picky about who they deal with. But if you really don't care about your pharmacy that you go to, you can really save some significant amounts of money. So I was up in Marshall County the other day working with their extension agent up there. Just kind of, this is my first year doing this, so I'm still trying to learn the ropes, but I think I have it figured out. So we saw about 22 people from the 8 to 5 window, and we saved them close to $6,000 in total over their different prescription plans. So it really just varies. Like I said, not everybody will save money, but it definitely doesn't hurt to look at your plans just to see, especially when I'm doing the work for you. All you have to do is give us a call and let us know what you're taking. So it's a really great service.
Now, why is it you have to re-enroll every year? Is there a certain reason for that?
So you don't actually have to re-enroll. It's kind of just an option. If you don't change your prescription drug coverage, you'll still be in the same plan you were in before if you do have it. But this is just kind of an open enrollment period so that you can look at those different prices, because prices do change and new plans come out. And it really depends on what medications you're taking. So maybe this year you started taking a new drug this year, and so you might want a different plan that might cover that a little bit better.
Let's say they get a plan, they realize, oh, you know, this it's going to be really expensive. Can they get financial assistance? Is that possible?
Well, and there are some other programs out there. Like if you qualify for Medicaid, you can get some help with those different premiums and those kind of things. There are extra help programs out there, but you have to meet a certain income level to qualify for those programs. And like I said, really with this drug coverage, the biggest thing is just getting enrolled when you sign up for Medicare, just so you don't have to pay that late premium, or not late premium, but that penalty fee, because that will stick with you for the rest of your life, generally speaking. So just getting in there, even if you don't take drugs, it's a great thing to do initially.
Okay. Again, Megan Doherty joining us here from K-State Research and Extension. Boy, anything else we should know about here?
Just a little bit more is if you have any other Medicare questions, I know there's a lot on the supplemental policies that you can get, because Medicare doesn't pay for everything. Some people think it does. But they make these supplemental or Medigap policies that you can sign up for also. And so if you need any questions answered or help enrolling in any of those, go ahead and give our office a call, and we will help you to our best of our ability.
Okay. And again, enrollment's open now. When does that continue till?
It goes through December 7th, but don't wait till the last minute. Give us a call as soon as possible to set up an appointment.
Okay. Thank you so much, Megan Doherty, again from K-State Research and Extension. We'll talk to you again down the road.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned. We'll talk with the Senior Center next here on In Focus.